earlier on about the story of the Irish Sun, a headline, shot dead by Uzi girl, age 9. A girl of 9 accidentally killed the man teaching her to fire an Uzi submachine gun on a US shooting gallery. Pat, good morning to you.
Morning, Ryan.
Were you at this shooting gallery? You were?
Yeah, I was there just a week ago, last Tuesday.
Where is it again?
A week to the day.
It's in
Arizona.
Bullets and Burgers in White Hills, Arizona.
Yeah.
And what brought
it's 51 miles from Las Vegas, because they, with the guns that they shoot, they have to be outside 50 miles of an airport, you know?
I didn't know that. And were you in Vegas on a week away or a weekend? Or
yeah, we were there on, my daughter got married there.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah.
And who headed out to the shooting range, Pat?
There was 6 or 7 of us went out to, my son-in-law, Stephen, organised a surprise, you know.
Okay.
So we went there to shoot at this range.
And how did you feel about going to the shooting range in the first instance?
Oh, I loved it.
Good.
Loved it, yeah.
Have you fired a gun before?
Oh, yeah, I do a lot of shooting, yeah. We do a lot of pheasant shooting and all that kind of thing. So
okay,
we never use these kind of guns, you know.
What sort of a gun would you have normally?
A normal side-by-side shotgun.
Okay, so you'd have one in the house for hunting and shooting.
Oh, I have them, yeah. We have them for clay pigeon shooting and whatever, yeah.
Yeah, so you grew... Go on.
Different kind of things altogether. Like, these are huge. That one, my son-in-law, Stephen, was using a rifle that shot a man at 2 miles.
Like a target 2 miles away?
Yeah, it was a sniper rifle, and when it hits the bank, it'll put the bullet in something like 55 feet into the clay.
Right, okay.
Is that powerful?
And what were you shooting?
One of those kind of an Uzi, and there was another, an older type. Can't think of the name of it.
Okay. And tell me, Pat, can you describe, you know, what the place looks like? You walk in, you pay your money or whatever. What happens
next?
Yeah,
we were picked up at the airport or at the hotel, right? We were staying at the MGM. We were picked up there, two fellas in two of these big vans, camouflage and the whole lot. All the way out. This fella, he's actually an ex-soldier. He gives us a talk all the way about safety. We have to fill in forms. That's why I couldn't just understand it, you know. And we have to pick out the guns we're going to use. He's seriously organised. Everything is done in military precision. We arrive out there, and the funny is we get into one of these big Hummers and just drive around the place. There's big trenches in it and all that. And then we go on the range, and he's all the guns selected, the ones that we have organised on the way out. So your man goes through, the first thing he goes through is the safety procedure again.
Yeah.
My son does a bit of photography, he lives in America, and he was there with us, and he had to ask your man, could he take even a step forward, just to get a side shot of us shooting.
Yeah.
And when that happened then, like, you know, your man takes up the gun. We had handguns and then these machine guns. Handguns are grand, no bother, repeaters, shot at those. Then we go on to those bigger Uzi guns, from Uzi up. And what he'll do is he'll show you how to hold it. He'll put your leg forward. He'll tell you exactly the way he's shown it to the girl. It's the same fella.
The same guy taught you?
The same guy, yeah, the exact same fella.
The guy that was killed?
The guy that was killed, yeah. I can see him because my son-in-law sent me a thing on Facebook.
Oh, so you have photos of you with this man?
Yeah, photographs there, yeah. I even have the bullets and burgers, the target. He gave me the target when we were finished to see what way we shot at everything.
And do you remember dealing with him? His name is Charles Vaca, age 39. He's an army veteran. Do you remember talking to him, dealing with him?
Oh, yes, talking to him the same as I'm talking to you now.
And
we had a great laugh with him. We were telling him we're here in Stag and whatever, and he showed us how to go do the gun. And what he would do, he'd stand there in front here, right? Just if you've seen the picture of the girl, right?
Yeah, I have it here in front of me.
Yeah, well, I was standing where that girl is standing, right?
Yeah.
And you can see him placing her left leg forward. He'd done the same with us.
Yeah.
He showed us how to hold the gun properly again, because there's going to be a bit of a recoil.
And he has his hand on the little girl's back.
And his hand in the... Yeah, exactly. And then what he does, he'll set the gun and he'll give you one shot. Right?
Yeah.
And once you pull the one shot, that's grand. And he's saying, now I'm going to put this on automatic. So when he puts it on automatic, it actually pushes you back. If you could imagine a fireman's hose.
Exactly. That's a great description.
And the pressure coming over. Well, that's what happens.
So this girl then goes on automatic, which is like trying to use a fireman's hose, whereby it's such a powerful outpouring that it brings you back. She obviously fell back. The gun went all over the place.
Yeah, he just pushed. It just take her just to push either right, left. And they were adamant about the weak hug to make sure you hold the gun, that you don't shoot up or don't shoot down. Because you could shoot an aircraft going over or anything, like, you know what I mean? So
she fell back with the gun, literally a gun blazing, and riddled him with bullets.
Yeah.
And killed him.
Yeah.
Jesus. If she's 9 years old, I mean, there's only so much she can probably learn in the course of a few minutes.
No, but there's absolutely, I don't know now. I'm telling you how, I couldn't believe how safe, because everything was done in safety. And your man driving us out, the fellow that was organising, he said he's 100% record, never had a problem, But I can't understand how to give it to someone that young.
No, like especially...
Absolutely. If you gave her a single...
shotgun or something.
Smith & Wesson, no, you wouldn't even give a girl like that a shotgun. Should the recoil off her and push her back, like whatever, you know?
But then,
if you had a single handgun, like, you know what I mean, even if that was a bit of a pushback on it, if somebody was holding your hand, I'm talking about now for a 9-year-old girl, like.
600 rounds a minute capability and effective range of 200 metres. This is the
This is the
Irish Sun giving you the details. The gun was invented by an Israeli major called Uziel Gal, hence Uzi, obviously. Tell me about Charles Vacca, the man she killed by accident. What was he like?
He was a really nice fella. Serious nice fella. Good, you know, there was, I forget just how many, there was 6 or 7 of us there, Irish fellas, and sure, we were in great mode, going to have great fun. And this was the start of the surprise part of the stag party, you know, so when we got out here, we couldn't believe it. Like, you know, Stephen had it all arranged and the whole lot. And, we had great fun with him, talking to him, and he was just, every time he picked it up, and even one of the guns that we were there was a little problem with a bullet, and he took it asunder and he handed it to an assistant to go off and get another gun. He says, "We're not using that, go and get the other gun." And he brought it back. And like he didn't even give it to your man, hand him the gun, we'll say, fully. He broke the gun, if you know what I mean, before he handed it to him.
So he was all about you. I mean, you've been saying, Pat, throughout our chat this morning, you've mentioned safety a bazillion times. I mean, this guy, the late Charles Vacca, was clearly all about the safety and making sure everything was in order.
I could not believe it when the son-in-law texted me yesterday. And I said, "You could be, you know what I mean? You know, you think it was someplace else." But he says, "I'm telling you, I didn't think of home last night and I was looking at it."
That's very sad, isn't it, when you think of it?
Ah, serious. Because, you know, it would be a different thing now if you didn't know anybody, you know. And the next thing is, sure, just passed or remarked, you said, "That's another shooting, crazy shooting in America."
Exactly.
But I couldn't believe that they would hand that gun to that young one.
No, 9 years old. Amazing.
Yeah, well, far, far too young. I put it in just when I'm talking about the fireman.
Yeah.
Even with me hold the gun, like, you'd hold the gun and you'd aim the gun, right, and you take one shot, and that's grand, one shot. But when you go to take the next shot, you'd really have to hold it if you're going to hit the target.
Yeah.
If not, it'll push around the place, you know.
Were there other children there the day you were there, Pat, or was it just adults only that you could see?
No, it was all adults.
All adults, yeah. Just that day.
They have a big place then, and what you do when you finish, you're going to get burgers in it. It's a big...
Yeah, it's called burgers and bullets. Bullets and burgers, yeah. Did you? What is the, and I mean this in, what is it? What is the enjoyment, the actual kick from firing weapons in a range like that? I'm just curious to know. It's not something I particularly want to do. So what's the buzz? Is what I'm asking.
I suppose if you're a shooting man and you've been shooting all your life, and just curiosity, and then to see what would it be like to hold.
So it's like if you're into cars, you want to try different cars, and if you're used to shooting pheasants, you're curious to know what it's like to use a different gun.
Yeah, you use that, and just one of those things that a lot of people read about them, and they read about these snipers.
Yeah.
I have a lot of other buddies here that do a lot of shooting as well with rifles and things like that. And it was just novelty with Stephen. I suppose we might never get the chance to use those guns again. So when we were there, Stephen came up with the idea then of doing it on the day for the stag party to start off, you know, because he would come from a shooting background as well, you know.
Well, Pat, it's extraordinary to make that connection this morning, and appreciate you talking to us. And I hope the wedding was a great crack and altogether.
It was absolutely a blast.
Good on you. Congratulations, Pat. Lovely to talk to you.
Yeah. Okay, bye.
All the best. See you soon.
Bye.
This is 2FM News.